Trumos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, 7-7. This is the last Mishnah of the Perek, and it continues on with the discussion started two Mishnahs ago. The setup is we have two containers, A and B. Inside a container, one of the containers is Truma, and in the other container is Chulin, but we don't know which is which. So again, let's say it's wheat kernels, and one of A or B has Truma wheat, and one of A or B has the Chulin. Now, our Mishnah will consider what the rules are if one plants that wheat in his backyard and it grows, it makes new wheat. Can one eat that wheat or must one treat it as truma? So just a bit of background. When it comes to proper truma, as opposed to suffix truma, so the rule is that if one plants truma produce in his backyard and something grows from it, so if he did it b'shogeg, inadvertently, he didn't know if he's planting truma, so then we'll let him... And we won't let him benefit from what grows there, but we will allow him to till the soil, to plow over it, and start again. So he gains nothing, and at least he can make use of his land after the fact. If he was bemazed, he acted wantonly and purposefully planted truma in his backyard, so we give him a penalty, and he not only, he can't even till the soil, meaning he has to let that produce grow, and when it finishes growing, he treats it as truma and gives it to a kohen. So he loses out in a big way. He doesn't benefit. In fact, the resource of his land is sucked up by the fact that he's growing the kohen's wheat as truma in his backyard. When it comes to meduma, a mixture of chulin and truma together, the rules are more relaxed, and we differentiate between the kind of seeds which decompose in the ground, they decay before they grow a plant, and a bulb, like an onion bulb, which you put in the ground, and it stays there, and the plant grows out of the bulb. So when it comes to meduma, if it's the kind of seed which totally rots in the ground before new thing grows, so then we're lenient, and a person could not treat what comes out of that as truma, or suffix truma. If, on the other hand, it's the kind of thing which doesn't totally decay in the ground, like, for example, a bulb of an onion or garlic, so then we do treat that onion plant or the garlic plant as a truma, meduma, and you have to give that to a kohen. Now, our Mishnah is considering the case of suffix. Maybe it's truma and maybe it's meduma. So the Mishnah says, Zara es achas mehen. If one takes seeds from, say, container A, which may be truma, maybe chulin, and he plants that in his backyard, so then we say pater. We say he's totally exempt, again, because it's a motzu mechaver lavaraya, who says that it, anyway, what he planted was truma, maybe it was chulin, and we're suffix derban lakula, and that being the case, we let him... he's potter, he does nothing. He can eat what grows out of the ground. Vashnia, as for the second container, if he what to do with the container B, which he didn't plant in the ground. So, like we said in the previous two Mishnayos, no agba betruma, you treat it as if it's truma, you restrict with the strictures of truma. Vachayevas bachala, and also you have to take chala from it, meaning the strictures of chulin apply. If one makes dough from this grain, as I explained previously, that's the Reb Meir, that's Reb Meir Shita, and Reb Yossi is Poter. Reb Yossi says, like in the previous Mishnayos, no, this container B has the status of Meduma, and that being the case, Reb Yossi holds that Meduma mixtures aren't obligated to give Chala, so no Chala from container B at all. Same as the previous Mishnayos. The Mishnah continues on by saying, Zara acher es hashnia. If a second person planted the contents of container B in his backyard, so again, pater, he also will be able to treat what grows in his backyard as chulin, meaning each one of them can be treated independently, and each one can be lakula, and treat his growths as totally exempt from any restrictions as regular chulin. However, Zara echad eshtehen, if one person planted the contents of both A and B in his backyard, so now we certainly know that somewhere in his backyard we have truma growing, and that being the case, we will apply the same kind of principles that are applicable to meduma proper and say, Badavar shezaro kale. If we're talking about seeds, like wheat seeds, so since those are kale, they totally decompose in the ground before the wheat plant grows, so then mutar will allow him to eat all the wheat in his backyard. But uvadavar she'ein zaro kale, if we're talking about the kind of plant which the seed doesn't totally decompose before the new plant grows, like, for example, the onion bulb. So then, asur, we restrict those onion plants and we'll treat them as truma, meaning this guy will have to give it all to a kohen who will eat it with the strictures of truma.